Amen. Good to be here this morning. Turn to 1 Thessalonians 4, please. Let me start there. Kind of like to recap on what the Lord has brought to us recently about being children of light and not darkness. The choices we make every single day. You got God's way and you got the ways of the world. The ways of the world, easy to recognize. I'll start with them first. Lying, cheating, stealing. Some of you heard this expression, my four and no more, which means this is it. This is my circle. This is everything. This is what I live for. This is what I work for. This is what I do. This is what I take care of. This is my focus. My four, no more. And doing whatever it takes to get ahead in this world. Speaking to myself, material things, where's your heart? That's where your treasure's at. It's in God's Word. Where's your heart? It's in the Word of God. You want to know what God thinks of worldly treasures? Read His Word. This is not where it's at. Moth and rust and thieves break through and steal the things of this world. Treasures in heaven cannot be touched. They're eternal. 1 Thessalonians 4, 5. We'll start with, actually, 5. Actually, never mind. 1 Thessalonians 5, 4, please. That's what I want to start at. Talks right. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that the day that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. That's what we're called to do, live in the light. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But us, if we're called, this is God's, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. We're told not to be ashamed of our salvation. We're told to quick to give an answer in and out of season for the hope that's in us, the hope of glory, the hope of eternal life, everything that God has given us. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. It's that simple. I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Black and white. There's no other way to be saved. It's in His Word, God's Word. You want answers? It's in His Word. But who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. Our elders and deacons, to pray for them. Those who are ahead of, God has put in head of this church, are to be prayed for and to be held up and to be always prayed for. They're human. They will tell you they need our prayers. They covered our prayers. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you they covered our prayers. We're to help, we would hold them in prayer. And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Would you live peaceably with everybody, if at all possible, to make every effort? It's in God's word. I'll keep going back to that. It's in here. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Ways of God. And to abstain from all appearances of evil. You don't have to look very far in this world. They will take the most innocent thing and twist it into the most ugliest thing you've ever seen if you give them a chance. And it won't even sound, they won't even sound ugly, but it'll be so subtle, especially young people, it'll be so subtle. It's called innuendos. They don't actually say it out loud. They don't call black black, but they'll go around a long way around it. That's for everybody in here, for me included. I'm talking to me this morning. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he is faithful, is he that calls you, who also will do it. That 1 Thessalonians, I think, covers a lot of what God's ways are in this world. How he wants you to conduct yourself as a Christian. For me, I have to remember things, I have to write them down. I got a notebook just like this. I got several notebooks. This one's for taking notes of God's word. It will help you. I can go back later in the week and go, I need to do it every. I got out of doing it, but now I'm back into doing it. I highly recommend it. If you just write down the verse and a word, you don't have to write down everything, every word that's said. Just write down the verse. You can go back later and look it over again and say, and prove what Brother Phil, what the Lord has spoken through Brother Phil, I believe. But like I said, it's your choice. I can't do it for anybody. I can't do anything. All I can do is pray for each one of you. Hold you up in prayer. Love you. And see you on the other side.
I just want to share a testimony and something that I wrote a few years ago. I was in a really thirsty place, and I was driving, and I had to pull over and write this down because the words just kept coming to me. And I kept it in my phone for a few years, and today I just felt like I should share it. So I'm going to try to read through this. Life feels like a mountain you're not able to climb. Like running a race, but you're always behind. The weight is too heavy, the valley too low. Don't know who to trust or where you can go. There is an answer to your questions of why. There is a reason and hope. Hold on and be still. Seek and find. He's been there to rescue you all this time. Come to me, all who are weary. Come to me and you will find rest. Come to me, all who are broken. I can love you the best. Come to me empty. Come to me lost. If you're angry, afraid, or hurting, come to me guilty. Come to me scarred. I've already paid the cost. Under his wings there is refuge, a shelter from life's many storms. He sees your heart. He knows your thoughts. He's known you before you were formed. Let go of your struggles. Take hold of his peace. He's longing to be all that you need. He's calling out, reaching out. Come to me, all who are weary. Come to me and you will find rest. Come to me, all who are broken. I can love you the best. Come to me empty. Come to me lost if you're angry, afraid, or hurting. Come to me guilty. Come to me scarred. I've already paid the cost. Your name was written on my hands, nailed upon the cross. I've loved you from the very start. I'm longing to hold you, offer my peace, and heal your broken heart. I'm calling now, reaching out. Come to me, all who are weary. Come to me, and you will find rest. Come to me, all who are broken. I can love you the best. Come to me empty. Come to me lost. If you're angry, afraid, or hurting. Come to me guilty. Come to me scarred. I've already paid the cost.